sending it whenever a question is asked. So if I say, when did we talk about whatever? Instead of it saying some man that you guys call Big Fatty, it's going to have context of who Big Fatty is, because it got all the context when you sent the question. So it'll go, oh, Big Fatty is the, you know, the podcaster guy, you know,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, that is correct.
There you go.
They exist independently so that, like, when the question, it doesn't pull in facts about Big Fatty if the questions don't have anything to do with Big Fatty. Like, if a conversation coming back talks about Big Fatty, then it would pull in information about Big Fatty, but if no one, but let's be serious. We talk about Big Fatty in every conversation. It's just a thing that we do here on the show. Anyway, I just thought it was super cool.
That's cool.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, we talk about Big Fatty in every conversation.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4752, I say chew. The BFO for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, yes! Schedulers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your reschedulers today because, y'all, I've just received a testimonium from old Vader saying, everybody, can we delay recording until Monday? I said yes. Anyway, y'all, he had some running around to do at Lowell's. Yes, Big Fatty, so did you. I did. But I've already finished mine. Oh, yes. Y'all, you'll get an LFC later today, or my name's not Big Fatty. Yes, that's my name. Big Fatty is silly. Yeah, I guess y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday. When I recorded the Far Right Little Show. Yes, Big Fatty, same thing every week. It's true. But y'all, that's what keeps them coming back. Just ask Gail and King. Y'all, Gail and King are something else. I was listening to this week's Ruination the Early Years, and y'all, you know, once again, they can't decide who's whom. Y'all, there's just so many things that they just don't get it, and it makes me kerfuffle, and I'm just like, where the fuck did that come from? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, one thing that I did learn on this week's Ruination the Early Years, y'all, Big Fatty made a proclamation of gas, and y'all back in 2008, gas in Charleston had dropped to $3.79 a gallon. Now y'all, That's prices nowadays. But so while we're on gas, yes, Big Fatty, Moose P said his has gone up a little bit. He's at $3.99 a gallon, but the Laughing Buddha, he's living in 2008. His is $3.79 a gallon, Big Fatty. And y'all, while we're at it, you know, another pressing commodity report, you know, from the financial desk here at the BFO. Y'all, the turnip head says that a pound and a half of limes, I think it was $5 or $6. I didn't write that down for some reason. But individually, they were 69 cents each. Big Fatty, your favorite number. It's true. So anyway, y'all, it's been hot. It's just been hot. Yeah, we hadn't had any rain, and they said, "Oh, Sunday there's a 90." Well, let me just look here. I'll look here at the cellular telephonic device. I'll give you the latest. Y'all, we've got a 40% chance of rain beginning at 6 p.m. in the evening, and that lasts until 7 o'clock hour, when it drops to 30% chance. Now, y'all, let me just tell you, we are looking for an absolute gully washer of 1/10 of an inch. Y'all, I've seen four raindrops. Y'all, everything's just brown. Big Fatty, kind of like you. anyway, y'all watched, was there sports ball Thursday night? I don't remember. But y'all got up on Friday, had my regular routine, coffee, newspaper, puzzles, y'all, then I was all fine. Was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fatica's, did the big circle. Y'all came back. Y'all, we were having the big meat brufkas for supper during Friday at Fatty's. And so y'all, I had gotten everything ready and all. And I what did I do then? But I hadn't cooked. I didn't cook yet. Because I was going to just wait until everybody got here, and then I'd cook while they were here rather than it be kept warming until they got here. Anyway, we had the leftovers of last week's charcuterie plate, and y'all, we finished it all finally, and we had, what else did we have? We had Bayfran, and we had, y'all, we had these pork and Gouda sausages that comes in the butcher box. Y'all, do you have the butcher box? Durwood gets the butcher box, and he sent me an invitation to join. He used to send it to me for free, but now I have to pay for it. Oh, Big Fatty, you cheap ass. And I'm fine doing that. But y'all, they're good. But, ooh, man. And we had regular poke sausages, and we had scrambled eggs and grits. And y'all, I had some little fancy Belgian waffles that I toasted up, and y'all, then we had y'all, have you seen in the store, it's the Reese's peanut butter bars. They're no bake, y'all. It is, you melt a stick of butter and you mix the peanut butter kind of, I guess, cakey part, except it doesn't taste very cakey, y'all. It is nothing. And then there's chocolate that you squeeze on top of it. Y'all, it is nothing but pure sugar diabetes. And y'all, I mean, you will absolutely take a bite, and it might as well be the most sour thing you've ever put in your mouth, because that's the same reaction you get from these sugary peanut butter bars. Y'all, it's just, ooh, that's so sweet. Ooh. But y'all, we ate it all. And anyway, it was a lovely evening. It was Granny and Durwood and the Nip. And y'all, I'm sure there were some Nip stories to pass along, but I don't remember what they were. So we'll just move the show forward. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Friday night, the Hatlanta Braves, y'all, they were playing the Philadelphians. And, you know, the Philadelphians, you know, we've lit a candle or 10 for them, and we had to light another one on Friday night. Y'all got the asses beat. And poor Daddy Ron, you know, he couldn't watch it because it was on the Apple Snack TV. And, you know, he's not an Apple Snack TV person. But got the asses beat, like I said. Y'all slept. I didn't sleep great on Friday night because the sausages were like... And anyway, it was not a great night's sleep, but there was no upchucking. But there was some, you know. Let's see, got up on Saturday. Y'all had my coffee, had a couple of those leftover waffles. Y'all, they were delicious, with some Bafrin. And then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Dead Fatty, cause did the big circle, and then came home. And y'all, it was time to catch up on the things on the TV machine. Y'all, I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, Jamie Dean is still winning. I caught up on the Next Level Chef. I caught up on the Master Chef. I caught up on the Shark Tank. Y'all, it was the season finale of the Shark Tank. I'm not caught up on the Linoleum yet, but I watched the 2-hour season finale of The Matlock, and y'all, it was so good. And y'all, what am I trying to say? It's the business world. It's the treachery and deceiving and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, it's just some interesting storylines going on. And y'all, it led to a big hullabaloo at the end. And y'all, they set it up perfectly for the next season. And I think they've already been renewed for next season. So looking forward to that. Yes, Big Fatty. And then Saturday night, Durwood and I, y'all, we went to the final program of the Pops concert for this season. Well, actually, that's not true, because our one for the Rocket Man, that Elton John, it got snowed out, even though it didn't snow. That's been rescheduled for October. And so we'll have that. But it was the last regular season. And y'all, it was Pops Goes Country, not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, I had a picture made, and I'll put a link to the picture up on the BFO at noon today. So y'all can go over there and see Big Fatty moseying into the spotlight there. Yes, Big Fatty, you, that's about right. Slow as hell, mosey along anyway. But y'all, they did not announce next year's season yet, so I'm looking forward to when they do that. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it was really well done. They had really nice featured singers. And y'all, to start the second half, they had the children's string orchestra, violin, and stringed instruments. and they had the children's chorus, and y'all, they sang. What did they sing? I will always love you. And y'all, there was one little boy. Y'all, he had, everybody wore jeans. This is the orchestra, too. Jeans and a black shirt, and they gave them all a red bandana. Well, they gave all the kids that were singing a red bandana, too. And y'all, there was this one little boy right in the front. Y'all, he reminded me of myself. And y'all, he put his bandana on his head. It was like he was Aunt Jemima. as the photographer who took my picture on Saturday night, I remember you. And I said, why is that? Oh, you're always so flamboyant. Oh, Big Fatty is flamboyant. Yes. Well, y'all, this boy was flamboyant. He was bigger. He was more popular than a honey baked ham. He was a big old ham up there. And y'all, he did arm movements and everything. Y'all, I did take a picture. I'll see if I can. I'll put it up at noon today also, so you can see that. And he's over on the left hand side. You can zoom in. Like I said, he's wearing his bandana on his head like a kerchief. But it was funny. It was a great program. Great program. And y'all, then on Sunday, I got up, had McCaffrey, had a piece of sourdough toast, and I had something. Oh, I had two more of those sausages. I figured that I'd be okay if I ate them early in the day. Yes, Big Fatty. And did that. Did Fat Acres. Did the Big Circle. Y'all, I'm about caught up on all the little shows I have in the pod catcher. I just got Mr. Tim Kumal's latest little show. Then I decided I was going to get me one of these pull-across screen doors to go on my back porch. Now, I have a screened-in back porch, but I don't. It's got some holes, some small holes in it, and y'all, there's gaps under the back screen door and things like that. So y'all, I just wanted this for the back so that I could get the cross breeze really good. Of course, it's hot as blue blazes. Y'all, I had to turn the air conditioner on. Had to turn it on Saturday night. It was 80 degrees in the villa, and I said no. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Literally slept like a y'all had crazy dreams. I don't know what brought that on, but anyway, I ordered it online at the Lowell's, and y'all had a coupon, 10% off, and Lowe's cash, and y'all, I'll have to tell you more all about the rest of it on tomorrow's little show. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, I don't know. I've got to go out now. See if I can install the special door. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, open the special door for the special chaya. Well, no, not really. But, and y'all, my 32-year-old is, he told me he's not 32, he's 33. So my 33-year-old is like, can I come over, Big Fatty? Well, he asked right before I went to the concert. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids at the mix, and Daniel, what you got to say about Big Fatty?
Yes, we talk about Big Fatty in every conversation.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little.
Oh, yes, just like the pick a little, talk a little, ladies.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.